favor for me?
Sure.
You call my... A friend of mine is feeling very down today and cheer her up.
What's wrong with her?
Just has some problems and she could use you to cheer her up.
Is she a Grease Man fan?
Certainly is.
What's her name?
Her name is Bubbles.
Bubbles? Oh, God. And what's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Sharon.
Okay, what's Bubbles' telephone number? Here, let me get that thing from you. I got it. Uh-huh. All right, she won't be upset if I call her. I won't be waking her up. Her husband won't get mad, all of them things.
No, he's not home today, but she is.
Gobble the God. All right, let me call her.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm calling little Bubbles. People still name each other Bubbles nowadays.
Hello?
Hello, Bubbles?
Yeah?
Hi, it's the Grease Man calling. How you doing?
Hi.
Your friend Sharon called me. Said you were bummed out today. What's another slurper here? What's wrong, honey?
Nothing wrong. I'm gonna kill her.
But why are you depressed?
I'm not depressed.
She said you was depressed.
I'm tired of work and hell bad.
You mean you called in sick today?
Yeah, I called in sick for the whole week.
And ain't nothing wrong with you?
There ain't nothing wrong. Just tired of working.
You're just sitting around the house on your fat butt eating bonbons watching TV.
Eating popcorn and candy bars.
Yeah, what about your husband? He's working, though, huh?
Yeah.
What'd you do if he decided he was going to stay home and eat whatever it is you're eating?
That'd be fun. We'd stay home and eat it together.
Yeah, but how you pay the rent? I mean, what would happen if everybody in the country felt like that? Suppose the people that put those idiot things on TV for you to watch decided, well, we don't want to go in today. Then you'd have no TV. Suppose the people that make the popcorn decide we don't want to go in today. Then you'd have no popcorn. Then we'd have nothing.
I don't care. I earned this week off.
You earned the week off, but what about the rest of us? Suppose I didn't feel like coming in. You know, young lady, there's a certain thing in this life called responsibility. And if people don't have responsibility, we don't have anything. The whole society breaks down. The bridge tenders don't operate the bridges. The metro doesn't run. And nobody gets a payment to live it. Nobody even prints the paper because the reporters don't come into work. I don't come into work. There's nothing on the radio. Just a big static sound. Suppose God felt like that. Suppose God didn't want to come to work. Don't bring me into this, Tucker's face. Well, I am bringing you into this because this woman, you created that woman, right? You created that Tucker's face. And how come if you didn't feel like working? Look, leave me out of this, Grease, all right? Leave me out. You deal with the maggot tree. I've got a lot on my mind today, all right? Just leave me out of this, all right? Look, you're a part of it. I'm warning you. All right.
Crank it up on DC 101.
What's the matter, Lord? You got a wild hair?
Washington, DC 101.